I'd kind of like to know where it was located and what it looked like. Could you give us an idea of that to start out
Well,
with?
it was two mills.
Two mills down at Waters. This is Waters now, isn't it?
Waters.
Uh-huh.
Now, the first mill was known as the old mill.
Mm-hmm.
That was one that they took over when they bought... Bradford Lake.
Brought Bradford Lake. Mm-hmm.
When they bought that out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
This mill was Bradford's.
Mm-hmm.
And then they put up what they called the new mill. It was about 80 rods east.
Mm-hmm.
It was at the south end of the lumber yard.
Mm-hmm. Now, where would that be on Bradford Lake about?
It would be on the north end.
On the north end of the lake.
North end of the
mm-hmm.
lake.
Just before, between that division where it goes into Little Bradford, where there's a road that runs between Big
yeah,
Bradford and Little Bradford.
But it was on Big Bradford.
Mm-hmm, it was on Big Bradford.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right to the very north end.
Mm-hmm. And, in other words, there were two mills there then.
Yes, sir.
Most of it was pine they cut up.
It's on the start, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pine was their main work.
And then they switched over to hardwood, I suppose, later.
Well, some.
Some, eh? Mm-hmm.
Not too much.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you worked in those mills quite a while.
Well, I put in two summers.
Could you give us a description of your work and what it was like working in the mill, just generally?
Well, I done different work there, but
mm-hmm.
my main work was in the lath mill.
Mm-hmm.
The first years I was there.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in the lath mill. Now, that was a crew of five men
mm-hmm.
that operated the lath mill.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did it operate? I mean, just generally what...
Well, first there was a bolter
mm-hmm.
right next to the slab saw.
Mm-hmm. Would you explain those two terms to us now, bolter and slab saw? What do you mean by a bolter?
A bolter cut the bolts for sawing into lath. They had to be bolted, you see,
mm-hmm.
out of the slabs.
Mm-hmm.
Cut up ready to the size for lath.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they were sorted as they were cut off from the slab saw.
Mm-hmm.
The slab saw took the slabs coming down from the circular on live rollers.
Mm-hmm.
Cut them into 4 foot chunks.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were put through this bolter, and from the bolter through the last saws to the sorter, and then to the tire, to the man that tied them in bundles.
Mm-hmm. And these were mainly used as the interior of a house, where they plastered.
For lath, where they plastered.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We used to cut 28,000 lath in a day.
Hmm.
Now we cut more than that some days, but we kept what they called a kitty.
Hmm.
We cat practically had the same number of thousands every day.
Mm-hmm.
And 28,000 was the figure. Now if we got too much in the kitty, why, we'd spill it out
another day.
Another day.
These laths, they were usually made out of reject lumber, or other words, that lumber...
No, the slabs cut from the logs. Some of them was clear, nice timbers you'd ever see.
Be just the where they cut the slabs off to even out the logs to make boards out of them, then.
Yes, well, no, the slabs was what they took off the outside of the log to get it ready, to make a cant of it to saw.
To saw, oh. Well, as I say, we don't know too much about this today.
Well,
that's why we want, we like to...
Well, you just be sure that I get the idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what was the other section of the mills used for? What did they do there? Could you explain the operations and the other part?
Well, they cut all kinds of timbers, whatever it might be, dimension stuff, anything at all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That meant all dimensions of lumber cut in that,
mm-hmm.
even to timbers, you see.
And
they would cut timbers there. They might be 8 by 8s,
mm-hmm.
10 by 12, anything, you see, that they wanted to build, could use it for, they cut it there to fill the bill. But generally, it was cut into lumber, 2x4s, 2x6s, 2x8s, whatever they wanted, you see, an inch.
Mm-hmm.
Inch lumber was the principal lumber cut.
That they used.
Yes.
After they cut it, was it hauled out of here by train?
No.
No, they...
No, they took it right from the transfer room out in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And there it was seasoned. And then they took it to the planer. They had a planing mill there, a big one.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little locomotive to draw that lumber from the yard to the planer.
Hmm. Is that where that trestle is that runs alongside the lake? Was that for that locomotive there?
No.
You still see the ends of the pilings from in Bradford Lake. I've been down there and looked at them where they have pilings in the water from where there must have been a train that ran alongside of it.
Oh, they could have been. That would have been south of what they call the new mill.
Mm-hmm.
The railroad never come up to the old mill.
No, this would be south. This would be almost down. No, it would be starting about halfway down Bradford Lake, probably.
Well, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. That'd be. They ran right alongside the lake.
Alongside the lake, even just on the edge of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's some of this is right down in the water.
Well, that's you see, they push them cars down there, mm-hmm. and roll them off in the water. And then they were delivered to the mills.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time there that they dumped up in the, what would be the north end of the lake. And they worked them down.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was that? Close to a mile, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of logs down in that lake yet, too, I guess.
Well, I don't doubt it.
Yeah, they,
for years they cut there and they took out any amount of them.
Did they ever mark the logs in that lake? I've pulled some out of Otsego where they've had log marks in the end of
Well,
them. I wondered if they marked them in Bradford.
In Bradford?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think they did. They didn't need to. They were all one company, you see.
Mm-hmm.
One concern. They didn't need to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if they bought some timber back, that might have been stamped with other stamps.
Mm-hmm. That might be too. That could be.
Yeah, that could be. If they bought a bunch of timber along the railroad, they would have stamps on, you see.
Mm-hmm.
As every company had their.
Mm-hmm. I've got one I pulled out of Otsego Lake that's got a BOS on it. I don't know what that stands for, but that's a log mark on a stamp.
Sure.
Three spots, and I don't know what
BOS. I just don't connect that.
No, I can't find anybody that knows what it stands for. I'm going to check with the state and see if they have a register on it. How long did you